Healthcare Risk in 2026. What Physicians Must Watch Now. Pause. Hook. What if a Pentagon announcement about soldier testosterone levels is about to walk into your exam room next week, and your practice has zero protocol to handle it? That's not hypothetical. That's happening right now. And if you're a physician without a governance playbook, you're already behind. Pause. Context. Here's what's wild. This week's news cycle is painting a surprisingly clear picture of healthcare's biggest risk landscape in 2026. We've got the Department of Defense rolling out a mass hormone therapy initiative, phase 2 oncology trials expanding into rare cancers, and federal policy reshaping patient expectations faster than most private practices can respond. Gary S. Christensen, MD, PC, is paying close attention. And honestly, every physician should be. Pause. 3KEY Insights. First, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth just announced what he's calling the High T Department Initiative, testing every service member over 30 for testosterone and offering voluntary hormone replacement therapy. Sounds like a military story, right? It's not. The moment a federal institution normalizes HRT for otherwise healthy populations, civilian patients start showing up demanding the same. Practices without documented hormone therapy protocols are now genuinely exposed to liability. Pause. Second, Molecular Partners AG just advanced their phase 2 tactic trial for MP0317 in cholangiocarcinoma. That's a rare, aggressive bile duct cancer with almost no good treatment options. What this means for community physicians isn't just exciting science. It's more patients asking about trial eligibility, more referral decisions to document, and real liability attached to delayed identification. Knowing what appropriate referral looks like isn't optional knowledge anymore. Pause. Third, federal policy, clinical research, and patient expectations are all shifting simultaneously. Gary Christensen, MD, put it perfectly. The practices that protect their patients best are the ones that have invested in clear, documented protocols, not as bureaucratic exercises, but as genuine acts of care. That framing matters. Documentation isn't defensive medicine. It's medicine done right. Pause. THE takeaway. Here's your one concrete action today. Pull up your practice's hormone therapy intake protocol right now. Does it exist? Does it include informed consent language, evidence standards, and off-label documentation? If you're staring at a blank screen, that's your answer. Build it before a patient walks in, citing the Pentagon as their clinical reference point. Pause. CTA. Read the full article on the MIDAS blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI, generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.